Our scripture lesson this morning is the gospel lesson for this Sunday in Epiphany. We begin then with Matthew, the second chapter, and I want to share the first 12 verses. In your pew Bible, that's in the New Testament section now, and it is found then on page 1. Will you hear and receive these words? In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star and its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all of the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by means least among the rulers of Judah. From you shall come a ruler who is shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They knelt down and paid him homage. And then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left their own country by another road. From our scripture lesson this morning, Two sides of worship. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength, and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. As you think about the birth of Christ, I can't help but think about what a change it would make in the order of how things were being done. Christ did not wait to grow up, but even in the manger, he would stir controversy. For wise men had come from the east to King Herod in Jerusalem. The very nature of Christ's life was that he would be the long-awaited Messiah. He would be the Christ. He would be God's gift to all the world. And in this message of salvation, there is the possibility of renewal, transformation, living and being a new person. This invitation is extended to all. And what becomes an acknowledgement of all that may be happening in our life is how we worship. King Herod was the one in this time who demanded to be worshiped. Worshiped in the sense that nothing could come before him. Herod, it was read and thought, was described as insanely suspicious. The history of this time revealed that he killed anyone who stood in his way. And so you can imagine what was going on inside of him. For the scripture verse described him as frightened and disturbed. He would be disturbed with the announcement of the birth of the Messiah. Herod would also be disturbed that there were wise men who had come from the east. They were wise men, yes, but even more, they were Gentiles. These were persons who had no right or historical reason to follow the star and then to bring their gifts. It must have also disturbed Herod that they were there and they were wanting and desiring to worship. Worship, and I really felt just led to say this on this first Sunday of the new year, worship. We need to ask in both our private devotion and in our gathered time together, what is our worship like? What is our worship like? Worship can be defined as an attitude, an activity, to which one pays homage. Worship is a reverent life. Worship is to embrace piety. Worship is liturgy that is fit for the sanctuary. With this background and definition, I will say that everyone will worship something or someone. I am open for discussion on this point. But it just seems that from the beginning of time until now, humanity will offer worship or praise to something or someone. And so the challenge becomes, to whom and to what will I worship? The story of the wise men and Herod reveals, first of all, a false kind of worship. For Herod says to the wise men, when you find the Savior, I will come and worship him. Herod has no desire to worship the Messiah, because he feels threatened and he cannot move beyond himself. Worship involves surrender. It involves letting go of our agenda, and we will allow ourselves to really experience the presence of God in our life. The other kind of worship is expressed in the wise men. They come looking for the Messiah. They come looking for the Messiah because they have need for God. It was thought, and I found this very interesting, because I've always been curious why they had been labeled as wise. It was thought that they were builders. And so in their mindset and in their preparation and in all that they had attained, they had learned how to build. They were wise. But they come seeking and looking for the Messiah. Could it be that they had come to realize that they could not go on building without God? Walt Whitman wrote, "I find letters from God dropped in the street, and every one is signed by God's name." They were wise men. And they had come looking for the Messiah to worship. The wise men also felt that they needed to bring their gifts. And in their gifts, they expressed their understanding of who Christ is. They bring gold because gold is the gift that is fit for a king. They bring frankincense because frankincense is the gift in this time that was offered for a high priest. And then myrrh. Myrrh to signal that this same baby lying in this manger, this same baby will die. This is worship. It is about seeking God. It is about bringing our gifts before God. And soon we realize that our very gift is our very life. With this kind of worship, I wanted us to take special note that the wise men were supposed to return to Herod. But after they had this kind of worship, they decided to go another way. This is the power of worship. It can help us to turn our very life around. This is the power of worship, for it can help us to go another way. Where are we going? We don't know. We don't know all the time what this other way might look like. But something about worship, it leads us to experience God. And when we experience God, we are going another way. And we come to trust then that it is the right way. It's been kind of hard, hasn't it? To address all that we see in this tragedy in Southeast Asia. I thought within my own self that it was so hard to come to grips with 9/11. And now this tragedy, something that even the president said that we've never seen or witnessed before. How is it that we come to grips with what is happening? I believe we can come to grips by recognizing that the world is not as large as sometimes we might make it. Did you notice that as soon as the tragedy happened, we could identify people who were there from Colorado? The world that we live in is connected. The world that we live in is connected between the realization that we are all human beings. We are humanity. And so how is it that we are to address this time? It is with help. It is with support. It is with prayers. But I think even more, it is to recognize that we can't go on like we're going. We can't go on with prejudice and racism. We can't go on with I've got and you don't. We can't go on like we are. And sadly, it takes tragedies, to help us to realize we can't go on like we are. I think then it is the task of the church. It is the task of the people of God. It is the task of us who receive word from God through the power of our worship. It is our task to change things. To change things. It starts with each of us. Yes, it starts with Burns Church. It starts here in Aurora and on to Colorado. And because of our United Methodist Church, we have a link throughout the United States and throughout the world. But it starts here, recognizing, believing, trusting that we need to change. That it is time for us then to go another way. I am asking you to pray with me, to join with me, to help, for us to help each other, for us really to realize, like the wise men, it is just time to go another way. So may it be this morning, tomorrow, the next day, and in the days ahead. Amen. Amen.